Good morning and welcome to the Daily with Silstein, now through Spotify for Podcasters. I'm enjoying my Dunkin' Donut coffee, which I love. It's really, really, really good. I hope you're enjoying your own coffee. And here on the Daily, which I parentheses variety, we'll also be sharing about the Coffee Chronicles because it all begins with coffee. But I wanted to start today by recommending the book by author Ruth Ware, In a Dark, Dark Wood. This is a New York Times bestseller. Ruth Ware is a best-selling author. And this book is one of the first books I've read of hers, and it's soon to be a motion picture. I don't know when they'll be taking it out or if they have already. I don't think they have, but I'm very excited for this book to be turned into a movie, and I hope they do really good with it, because Ruth Ware has been compared to the Agatha Christie of our time. And if you're familiar with Agatha Christie's work, you would need to go back and read that. And I hope you'll check the recommendations here on the podcast. And happy, happy new year. I say that because I have not, this is my first show of 2024. So we want to start off on a awesome, awesome high note and stuff. But I wanted to start off with, like, you know, just gratitude, you know, for the show, trying to work on positive things. There's a lot of stuff in 2023. A lot of people have had hard times. I've had family members who have been dealing with a lot of hard times economically and everything else. But I wanted to start off with gratitude for my family, for all they do every day. My husband, who works really hard, shout out to him. And he works for Hua Heating and Air, a veteran-owned company. And if you're in the North Carolina, you know, Raleigh, Durham, and this area of North Carolina, check out Hua Heating and Air. Of course, Sergio, Lisa Godoy are the owners of Hua Heating and Air. They're veterans as well. And my husband got hired there, and their crew, you know, Dominic and Devin, and I think Janelle, and all the wonderful people there that work there at Hua Heating Air. So shout out to them. But I wanted to just say that I'm really, really grateful to have this podcast. I still a work in progress. My wrap up was good, but I would like to get more viewership for the podcast. I know I have to be more consistent with my podcast, and I haven't done that in a while. And this is the year that I work on that. And I'm going to be doing a few shows this later month of January, and then some in February, and then probably not until April, sometime in April through May, get more consistent with it. I will be on a brief hiatus because I try not to do too much during Lent other than reflect on prayer. I am doing the Bible in a year. Which is one of the best books for me. It's one of the best books ever written, and I am focusing on that as well. But I want to, in the meantime, you know, also show other books and other authors, and hopefully have author interviews with, you know, indie authors that want to come to the show be able to talk about their books and share what they're working on. Whether you're a new author, a seasoned author, you're more than welcome to the Daily with Silstein parentheses variety to talk about your everything that has to do with books and your journey, or recommendations of other books. And I would like to also create like a book club for us to kind of have a day where we talk about a book that we're reading, and then kind of get a group together at some point. You know, probably I won't start that now. I'm thinking maybe April, May, and then try to focus on that book and, you know, and see what that's all about. So hopefully we'll get to do all that. But and also bring in some entertainment like Broadway news and different musical stuff, because I love talking about musical with the Queen of Light. Shout out to her. I was able to do the 6 Degrees of Broadway. I want to do more of that as well. But welcome, welcome. Happy Saturday. I am sipping my Dunkin' Donut coffee with my mug that was made by the amazing Nicole Wanglin, a friend, a co-worker from work, but also a friend. This week, we actually celebrated our friend, Liz Gorham. Liz is amazing. We got to celebrate her for the wonderful person that she is. And we had a blast celebrating Liz. Her actual birthday's tomorrow. But I do have some pictures that I still have to post. I did have Liz's permission to do that. I don't just like to post everyone's pictures without, you know, letting them know first. And she had a great birthday. So shout out to her and all the wonderful ladies that accompanied us that day. But Tennille and Rachel and Carrie and Sherry and Chelsea and Emily, her daughter Emily, and Beth, which is one of Liz's best friends as well. And Nicole and Liz and Tennille work together, and they're great, they're all just great, friends. And Liz is just a wonderful person, and Nicole, and she made a wonderful mug, and shout out to her and her family, and shout out to everybody, and Bear, Liz's soulmate, her little dog, and of course, my own family, my husband Jeremy, my daughter Connie, my sons Paul, Michael, of course, my in-laws, Kathy and Dale, my mom, Katarina, shout out to her, and my wonderful family back in Texas, Bronzeville and Odessa and Midland and Houston. And I have family everywhere. But my main family is in Bronzeville, South Texas, El Valle. And yes, I'm showing off again with my Spanish. I am bilingual. I grew up bilingual. And I'm very happy to be Mexican-American. And I'm just very happy to be able to share everything and give to others. Try to do as much to be kind to others and treat others as I would like to be treated. But God is at the forefront of everything for me. And I just wanted to say, start with gratitude. So thank you all, and shout out to everyone and all our friends and family here in North Carolina and at school at Fuqua Verena Elementary, and sending love to everyone. If I forgot anyone, I didn't mean to. But I wanted to start with the book by Ruth Ware, In a Dark, Dark Wood. This book, I read it, and it's like a psychological thriller. Not that I have anything against horror, but like I remember even reading Dr. Sleep by Stephen King, one of the greatest. And reading that second part of The Shining, or however you want to deal with that, just reading the book creeped me out. And I read it, and then I saw the movie with my husband, but I don't do too many of those. But In a Dark, Dark Wood, I'm excited to see, what the movie brings, because the book itself is amazing. So if you haven't gotten your copy of it, it is described as, let me see here, it soon to be a motion picture, and it says where it's been compared to like the Agatha Christie of our time. But and then she says it won Book of the Year. I'm trying to find the information here. An NPR Best Book of the Year. Prepare to be scared, really scared. When I read this page-turning book about a bachelorette party gone wrong, I almost bit all my fingernails off. This was written by Reese Witherspoon. Let's see. Mary Claire, just try to guess how sinister this plot can get. Very. And then it says, try to guess how... I already read that. Reese Witherspoon's making it into a movie. So Reese Witherspoon's making it into a movie. So read the book now, before bed, at your own risk. And this is from The Skim. And it says a lot of Publishers Weekly says it will appeal to fans of Gillian Flynn's Gone Girl and Paula Hawkins' The Girl on the Train, which I love Gillian Flynn's work. I saw, of course, Gone Girl. Ben Affleck, was in the main movie. And, it was a great, the book, of course, and then the movie. And then, of course, Paula Hawkins, The Girl on the Train, the book was amazing. Emily Blunt, I thought did a great job, along with Jennifer Aniston's ex, Justin. I forget his, I can't think of his last name, but in that movie, The Girl on the Train, it was just phenomenal work by the whole cast. But and Publishers Weekly says that it will appeal, and I've read those books and seen the movie. And then it says, Ware writes with verve and energy, building up the suspense and keeping the pages flying, Library Journal. So I hope you'll check out the books by Ruth Ware. And I'm going to read you like a little synopsis. Okay, I'm going to read you the first page here. I am running. I am running through moonlit woods with branches ripping at my clothes and my feet, catching in the snow, bowed breaking. Brambles slash at my hands. My breath tears in my throat. It hurts. Everything hurts. But this is what I do. I run. I can do this. Always when I run, there's a mantra inside my head. The time I want to get, or the frustration I'm pounding away against the tarmac. But this time, one word, one thought pounds inside me. James, James, James. I must get there. I must get to the road before. And then there it is, a black snake of tarmac in the moonlight. And I can hear the roar of an engine coming. And the white lines shine, so bright they hurt my eyes. The black tree trunks like slashes against the light. Am I too late? I force myself down the last 30 yards, tripping over fallen logs, my heart like a drum in my breast. James, and I'm too late. The car is too close. I can't stop it. I fling myself onto the tarmac, my arms outstretched. Stop! And there, you know, that's a powerful way to start in this story. And then, of course, she starts. This is like a little, it doesn't even have a chapter in it. It's just a page. And then chapter one starts. And then you go into the story. And I'm going to tell you more about Ruth Ware in just a moment. And thank you for joining me here on the Daily with Syl Stein, now through Spotify for podcasters. We'll be right back with more. Thank you. Here we go. We are back to the Daily with Syl Stein, now through Spotify for podcasters. Welcome to the show. As I said, I was sipping my Dunkin' Donut coffee on this fine Saturday morning. It's cold. The weather is cold as expected. Today's a kind of decent morning, but it is expected to get colder. So here we go. Let me see here. Going to look up Ruth Ware. I can read you about Ruth Ware. Okay. Here we go. Ruth Ware is an international number one bestseller. Her thrillers, In a Dark, Dark Wood, The Woman in Cabin 10, The Lying Game, The Death of Miss Westaway, The Turn of the Key, One by One, The It Girl, and 0 Days have appeared on bestsellers lists around the world, including the Sunday Times and New York Times, and have sold more than 6 million copies. Her books have been optioned for both film and TV, and she is published in more than 40 languages. Ruth lives near Brighton with her family. Visit ruthware.com to find out more. So if you're writing a best... let me see here. So let me look up Ruth Ware. Who is it? RuthWare.com. So let me put her website up. And the way she spells her name, is W-A-R-E. I may be pronouncing it wrong. Let's see here. Okay. Home. And now she has The It Girl, One by One, The Turn of the Key. But it's like she has a website. So if you want to join her, you know, her, she has a email you can join to get the latest on her and her books. And she has a book club. And then she gives you a short story called We Will Be Watching. And it's you know, you get a lot of incentives to join her group. So make sure you do that. I just wanted to share, especially her, you know, as far as books recommendations, because I feel like though that's a good book to start with for 2024, or her books in general. And of course, there's also local authors. I think I asked you to read Christian Fried, who writes Christian like fiction and fantasy. He's a local author. Make sure to check out his books. Let me see here. Let's see. Let's see. We have any more books on him? Christian Warren Fried. He has a lot of books there. He was born in Buffalo, New York. And he spent more than 20 years in the active duty U.S. Army. He has turned his talents into writing. And he's published over 25 military fantasy and science fiction novels, as well as his memoirs from his time in Iraq and Afghanistan. He is a multi-award-winning author, and his first published book, Hammers in the Wind, has been the number one free book on Kindle 4 times. So, and so he has books that you can check out. And that's a, you know, he's a local author, but he's very talented. Books by Christian Warren Fried, The Forgotten God's Tale, Dreams of Winter, Anguish Once Possessed, A Time for Tyrants. And I think he's got The Lazarus Men, A Standalone, and different ones. So I hope you'll check them out. And of course, there's also other local authors like Lori Fontanez. Okay, she's got The Closet. She's got, like, you know, other anthologies, but her standalones is The Closet and Faucets of Phantoms. So I hope you check out Lori. Lori resides in North Central West Virginia with her family and fur babies. She is a mother and grandmother. She enjoys knitting and doing crafts, and she's really good at her crafts as well. Very, very, very good. And she's an amazing person. And she's a really good friend and family. I consider her family. And I just think she's amazing. And I hope you check out Lori's books as well. And those are a few authors that I recommend. Of course, I hope you'll check out my books. I'm Sylvia Stein, and I have 3 solo books, Closure, Chasing Clarity, and The Diary of a Broken Father. I'll share more about that on another show. I've talked about them before, and I'm working on my thriller, Battered Mind, which is a thriller, and I hope people will check out my book, and which I hope to release sooner than later, hopefully later this year or early next year, but I am working on it. And I just kind of wanted to do this show to kind of say Happy New Year. I'm here, I'm back. And I can't wait to do more. And I hope you'll check out I hope you check out more of the books and the authors. And like I said, I hope that everyone enjoys, you know, all of the books I've recommended. I hope you check out the books by Ruth Ware. Hope you enjoy your cup of coffee. And I hope you'll subscribe to the podcast of The Daily with Solstein, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles and parentheses very variety, because I'm going to have Broadway, entertainment, all these different things as well. But mostly the focus is books, coffee, author interviews, writing tips. And if you checked out the last podcast I did during December when I was off, I talked about the book by Amy Peters, The Writer's Devotional. And I hope that you check out the tips. And I hope to go back to that book as well as Walter Mosley's This Year You Write Your Novel. And like I said, thank you for joining me today on The Daily with Solstein, now through Spotify for Podcasters. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. And thank you for joining me, and have a blessed Saturday.